Ben, we continue to look at this idea of intergenerational ministry as potentially the most life-changing force, life-changing ministry that can happen inside the local church, because we want to be men who understand how to make sure we're making disciples for generations to come. We welcome you to the broadcast. This is Dave Beggary along with Brian Doyle. Brian is National Director of the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conferences. Brian, this is a real model that many churches could embrace.
Yeah, and I think the local church has a heart for this. I think it makes sense. I think it resonates with them. It might be a little countercultural, but I think when a pastor leader begins processing it with guys like we are today, it connects, it fits, it works, because it's, you know, really the heart of God. Our guest today is Chuck Stecker, as he has been all week. Chuck is founder and president of his chosen generation, and he loves to speak to men. He has a heart for men. He understands that when you reach a man, all kinds of good things happen. Chuck, we're going to get after talking about the local church a little bit more. Are you up for that?
Absolutely. Love the local church.
You know, I do too, and I want to think about the local church. I want to think about it in relationship to men, and we know that men's ministry often is not a strong area, not at least seen as a strong area of local church ministry. Yet when you begin to look at intergenerational ministry, how is it that the local church can benefit and engage men, not only in their church ministry, but in their home ministry when it comes to going from generation to generation?
Well, you know, part of it is you got to think about a succession plan. You know, most businesses, if they don't have a succession plan, they're making a terrible mistake. And, you know, one of the things that we said at the beginning of this is how countercultural the intergenerational is. Interestingly enough, within our culture and business, the intergenerational has gotten great traction. National news, national TV, stories, things of that nature. The church seems to be lagging behind again when it comes to the culture and how to reach it.
Now, when you say that, why would the church, of all people, lag behind?
You know, one of the interesting things about the church is, and we've just got to be honest about this, you know, most ministries in there and people get involved in those ministries, and they're more involved or more connected with their ministry than they are the local church and the church as a whole. And so when the vision of the church is to say we've got to really connect the generations relationally, a lot of times there's stiff opposition to that.
Now, because it's not been the pattern, it's not been the that's not the history, what is it that's bucking us?
Well, the issue is that their identity is in their ministry, and they're afraid of losing that. I mean, I think of the old-time ushers, and they've been there for years, and you say to bring in young people, and they go, you know, I will when I'm done, but until I'm done, this is my domain.
Right. So, Chuck, does this become really a change in mission? Does it become where ministries really start serving one another? Is that part of this?
You know, the interesting thing is I don't think it changes the mission. I think it enhances the mission. I think if you look at every mission of the church, their purpose statement or vision statement, all you have to ask is, how much better would this be if we did it intergenerationally? And I think the answer is going to be, it is going to be significantly better if we could do this intergenerationally. But same mission.
Right. The idea of men in the local church being engaged, you know, I often share that you really get men engaged, you get not just their head engaged, but their heart engaged when you equip them for ministry in the home, which is intergenerational ministry. Can you elaborate on if you see that happening?
Oh, you know what? Every guy out there, I think we've got this kind of facade that on the outside, it's like we've got it, we're together, and so forth. It's what I call the microwave cooking. You know, when you cook in a microwave, it cooks from the inside out. And the outside can look perfect, but the inside can just be ashes. I think that's really true with a lot of guys. And I think we're desperate for older men who will help us in terms of fathering, grandfathering, the business, our relationships, and things of that nature. I think when it gets down to the core issues, every guy out there would love to have somebody who was speaking into his life.
Okay, but it needs to happen in safe relationships. It needs to be in the context where we're reaching out, and not as experts, but as friends. Is that a starting place, reaching out in the context of friendship?
Absolutely. You reach out in the context, but give men something to do.
Well, Chuck Stecker continues to be our guest on this fourth day. We're talking about the power of intergenerational ministry. And Chuck has done a great job with a book called Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. I want to talk a little bit about that tomorrow, along with rites of passage. So, Chuck, we're going to ask you to be with us again for one more day. We point our guys right now to ironsharpensiron.net to find out more about you as well as your book. Join us back here on Friday.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it, guys.